Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Tonight, I want us to, of course, the basic fundamentals are outlined in Mark 11, 22 through 25. But let's, first of all, let's go to Matthew 21, 21. Matthew 21, 21. It's Matthew's account of the fig tree. Now listen to what he said. This will give you some insight into these fundamentals. I've heard people say it. I've had them say it to me and criticizing me. But it's just, you know, fact. They said, now, he wasn't talking about a literal fig tree. I mean, I'm a literal mountain. He's not talking about a literal mountain here. He's talking about spiritual mountains. Well, a spiritual mountain's bigger than a literal mountain. But let's check that out. Out of the mouth of two witnesses, let everything be established. All right, Matthew 21, 21, are you there? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. That settled that. He's talking about physical things. He's spiritual things too, of course. That's a higher ranking area of faith anyway. Amen. The greatest miracle of your life was when you got born again.
Amen.
That's the most powerful thing that's ever happened. Amen. I had the Lord ask me that one time. He said, Kenneth, what is the greatest display of power? I said, oh, there's no question about it. It's when you said, light, be. Oh, no, he said, that was easy. He said, I didn't have anybody against me on that one. He said, it's all for me. But when I raised Jesus from the dead. When I raised him out of hell. He said it was all against me. People were against me. The devils were against me. All of hell itself was against me. He's in hell and nobody's ever gotten out of there before. What happened? Jesus, hey, listen to me. You have to have this. You have to get this. Hoo-hoo, get your catchers out. Jesus. I'm over here. Jesus, the firstborn from the dead. He's the first human being, Mark Barclay, to ever be born again.
Thank God.
Isn't that something?
For us.
The new birth. The first one happened in the pit of hell. With all the demons of hell against it, arrayed against him, thought they had him forever. He was so emaciated he no longer looked like a human being. Read it in the 52nd chapter of the book of Isaiah. The new birth took place. The recreation of the human spirit. The death of a human spirit and its rebirth. Exactly the same thing happened to us that happened to Jesus. Amen. So that's the most powerful miracle that in the universe. Amen. And it happened to us.
Yes, sir.
Go back and think about little Mary. And the angel came in and explained to her. And she said, How can this be, seeing I know not a man? And let me, if you allow me, I'm going to paraphrase this. The Holy Spirit of the living God will come, and He will hover over you, and a holy thing will be born in you from that holy seed. You and I were born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the word of God. Come on, it's the same thing that happened to her. By the word of God. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same thing happened, man. The same thing happened. The same thing happened, Stan. I mean, the same thing, brother. I mean, think about it. The Holy Spirit came, hovered over you, man. Glory to God. Just hovered over you. And your old spirit man just laid there and died, brother. And there is a spiritually visible mark, a cut. It's called the circumcision of the heart. An invisible to the human eye. You'll be able to see it once you get out of this body and we're glorified. It's a big scar. Just a slash across your spirit. And it kills you. By the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that same Spirit that hovered over Mary, hovered over you, hovered over me. And there was born in you a holy being. Hallelujah. Any man, any woman that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away, and all things became new, and all things are of God. Now your mind has to be renewed, and your body, your flesh has to be trained, so that now you are spirit, soul, and body. In the fundamentals of faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. It's time for somebody to say amen. Glory be to God. I said glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Greater is He that is in me, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, come on, just give Him glory and praise His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why these things are so vitally important. To meditate these things. You remember what God said to Joshua? I mean, the last time he was over in that land, I'm telling you, all he saw was giants. Well, you know that that's the last time he was there, and those images are still in his mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This book of the law, or the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate. See, you don't say anything but the word. See what he was telling Joshua? He's about to go back over there for the first time in 40 years. But you meditate therein day and night, that you may observe. That means to see, to do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, or do wisely. Meditating in that word. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you go. Verse 13, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and has given you this land. Meditate on that. Meditate on that before you go over there tomorrow. Meditate on that. You don't need to be afraid of those giants. I'm the giant here. I'm the giant here. I'm the giant here. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for I'm with you. How can we fear not? Because he's the biggest thing in the valley. You get your mind on him, not the giants, not the valley of the shadow of death. May I remind you of something? Are you listening? The shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Huh? Isn't that right? The valley of the shadow of death. Well, we're in the shadow of it all the time. We're living in the 23rd Psalm right now. And that's spiritual death more than anything else. The spiritual death is a frightening thing. But not for us. We've already died. We've already done all the dying we're ever going to do. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we died the death of the cross. We died with him. Resurrected with him. Did you ever notice that anything he got, we get? Anything he received, we receive. Hey, he got born again, so we got born again. He's no longer called the only begotten Son of God. He's the firstborn of many brethren. Glory be to God. He gets resurrected. He got a glorified body. We get a glorified body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fundamentals of faith. Fundamentals of the love of God. And in these last moments, we'll close by looking at the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. She believed it. She said it. She acted on it. Then she testified of it. When Jesus appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin, back in 1950. And Brother Hagin asked him about it. He said, am I right in this sermon that I began to develop? This woman with the issue of blood. But he said, there's a point missing here. He said she believed it and she said it and she acted on it according to James with corresponding action. But he said, it just seems to me like I'm missing something, Lord. And he said, you are. He said, she told it. She testified to it. He said, anybody that'll do those four things can receive anything they want or need from me. Fundamentals of faith. Say, I got it.
I take it.
Well, now, the Lord said this to me just years ago, years ago. Just a very unusual experience. I was preaching Little Rock, Arkansas, there in Happy Caldwell's church, the Agape Church. Now, that's a great name for a church, isn't it? Amen. And the night before, I just woke up suddenly. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was just laying there sound asleep, and suddenly I just woke up. And once or twice before, one time I remember very distinctly that I just woke up straight up in the bed. My mother was praying for me. I had this terrible, terrible pain in the groin of my leg. And she was sitting there at the end of the bed, just praying in tongues. And about 3 o'clock, I just woke just straight up. And she said, "That did it. Good night." The pain was gone, never did come back. But this time, I didn't sit up straight. I'm just lying there like this. And I just looked like that, just bent my head up like this. Now I'm not talking about an open vision. It was a spiritual vision, you understand? An open vision is when you can see something with your own physical eye. I didn't do that. I've never experienced that. But when I looked up, there was Jesus. Right there. And he had this tray. It was a large, looked like a very expensive serving tray, like silver. You know, very, very expensive, just heaped with cookies. This thing was so big, it was stretched out like this. And I'm just laying there just kind of stunned at this. Now, you'd think somebody with a tray full of cookies would be smiling. And he was frowning at me. He wasn't mad, but he's very stern. He said, "Kenna, have a cookie." He said, "Your response is, I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive." And he was gone. I'm laying there thinking about that. And then just in my own mind, I could see myself. Just almost as powerful as what I'd just seen in the spirit. I was at this gathering, and everybody's all happy, and everybody. And someone came in there and said, "Have a cookie, Brother Copeland." I said, "No, thank you. I already have one." And I got it. I already have. I believed, I received it already. The six eyes of faith. Stand up with me. The six eyes of faith. And when you analyze these, it covers spirit, soul, and body. Say it. I believe.
I believe.
Now, there's your faith. I will.
I will.
There's your emotions, your soul. I take it.
I take it.
That's believe you receive. I have it.
I have it.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
And I forgive. If I have aught against any. All right, one more time. I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
And I forgive.
And I forgive.
I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
I thank you for it.
I thank you for it.
And I forgive.
And I forgive.
Now, isn't that the same thing he told Brother Hagin? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Brother Copeland, I need a new car. No, you don't. No, you don't need a new car. You have a new car. It just hadn't showed up yet. Oh, oh yeah, I see that. Yeah, oh yeah, I see that. Glory to God. Yeah, Brother Copeland, I believe I will. I believe I will. I believe I take me a new car. I have a new car. Oh, I see it. I have a new car. Oh, I am so grateful to you. I thank you for my new car. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my new car. I have it. I have it. Glory to God. It's mine. I have it. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. And I forgive if I have ought against anybody. Come on, car. Come on, car. Amen. And when you get in your car tonight and start home, you say, doesn't this new car smell wonderful? Oh, yeah. Now, the first thing you want to do is clean up the one you have. Ah, this whole thing. Shut your unbelieving, ungrateful mouth. Amen. How many of you came tonight on horseback? Now, Jerry and I ministered 1972. Kenneth Bigishi just stuck a stob in the ground and said, this is White Post Church. That he knew the word of faith. And he began to call things that be not as though they were. By the time we got there, there were 250 people in that church. And now that's a big church. It is now White Post Church, Arizona. Huh? Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And he began to teach the people how to give. And he began to teach them. He said, Kenneth, when I first started this, he said, nobody in my church had a car. Nobody in my church. He said, they either walked or rode a horse or in a horse-drawn wagon. And he said, now everybody in my car, my truck, said they, my truck. He said, everybody in my church, you got either a car or a truck. Ain't nobody walking. Amen. Nobody's walking. Yeah, glory to God. Nobody's walking. You taught them how to believe and taught them how to receive and taught them how to forgive.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from BVOVN and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BVOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast. Read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
If your life doesn't appear to measure up to what you've dreamed, this moment is not an accident. Neither is your life. You can take matters into your own hands and work with God to chart a desired course as you navigate through life. Faith is not exclusive to that super Christian next door. Faith is basic and will produce practical results. Like training turns an athlete into a pro, you can develop your faith to knock the ball right out of the park every time. This 15-message teaching series, The Fundamentals of Faith, derived from over 50 years of experience, will cause you to finally be effective in your own life. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will break down the workings of faith and prayer, giving you practical handles to master. You will go from just knowing about it to mastering faith so that life's setbacks don't master you. Allow Kenneth Copeland to personally mentor you through these groundbreaking lessons. It's your time to hit a home run.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
These fundamentals of faith cover everything we need in this life, from the spiritual realm into the physical. If Jesus has already met every need you'll ever have, then the question is, what's keeping you from receiving? Well, you can start putting the fundamentals we just heard to work right now. You say, I believe, I will, I take it, I have it, I thank you for it, and I forgive if I have aught against anyone. And you start right there. And then you keep growing and you keep growing and you keep growing. And we want to help you with that growth. We want to help you continue in it and in your walk of faith so that you can live victorious in this life, the good life that God has called you to live in. We've got 15 messages from Brother Copeland called The Fundamentals of Faith. And we want to give this to you absolutely free. Listen, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to continue wondering if your prayers are working. Find out what the Word of God has to say about receiving your victory, about praying effectively, and removing every hindrance to your faith. The basics of faith will work for anyone. They'll work for everyone, and they will work every time. But you have to renew your mind to the truth. If you would like to get a hold of this, call us or go to kcm.org to receive your free copy. And I invite you to join us again next week. We're going to see some powerful things, how truth can change whatever circumstance you're in the middle of right now. When you find out the truth, what is the truth? It's what the Word of God has to say about it. And you believe the truth and you start walking the truth, it'll change things in your life. Thanks for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 2nd through 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, get ready to celebrate faith and freedom at the West Coast Believers Convention in Ontario, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Thank you.